Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Droslyn, the managing editor at Hollywood Unlocked.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Giovanni Watson. Hold on.
And Saronis Jackson is back for round two.
Yeah. My boy Ron, what up, boy?
Yeah, what up, man? Let's do this.
No, the last time I saw you, we were in, I think, New Jersey.
Damn, where were we in?
Trying to get on the flight.
Oh, yeah.
Trying
so
to get on the
nah,
flight.
DC, DC.
Oh, DC, sorry.
You had a long day. That's why
I had a long, I was so irritated.
Yeah, I saw.
We were the last two niggas getting on the plane. Yeah. And you know, when a whole bunch of white people, because DC is mostly white people on the flights, see just two niggas coming down the aisle.
Right. It's a whole different.
I was going off. You know, you never want to run into somebody that you know when you're either not looking right or you're really, really mad in public. And he was standing there. So I spared you. You actually spared the flight people.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I did. I was, I'm always the one I'm like, look, the quicker I could get through this,
the better.
And I know me, because once I start, I don't really stop. So I don't even like to open up the floodgates.
Yeah, you were calm. You were calm. And meanwhile, I had a motherfucker that didn't speak no English asking me to prove that I could get on the flight. And I was like, wait a minute, nigga.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm about to prove you can be here.
Can I see your credit card? Right. No, bitch. Mind you, I had just, no, that was before I came back from customs, who was bending up my fucking Gucci shoes.
Oh, yeah, you said.
I've been having some bad travel experience.
That's crazy.
That is so rude.
All right, before we get into the show, we pray the spirit of recklessness over the show. But before we do that, download the show on Instagram. No, not Instagram. God bless our Instagram.
Download the show on Instagram.
No, our Instagram is disabled. It's on my mind, but it'll be back. So download and subscribe to iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and YouTube.
Yes.
Shit. All right, Jerozlyn, what you been going on?
I'm definitely still, now it's settling in. I'm tired of all this free time I have. I want the Instagram back. There's so much news going on. And because I'm so passionate about what I do, instantly I'm like, oh, we got to get this on social. So the fact that I'm not able to do that, it's bothering me. Mm-hmm. But I was recouping all weekend from the Cardi B party, which was so much fun.
Jerozlyn was lit.
You can't say
I ain't never ever seen that side of her.
It was a party.
Totally different. Damn.
Yeah. I mean, if the vibe is right, I don't mind. And at one point, because I was working, I'm like, you know, I just want to be focused. And Jason was like, Droslyn, go mingle. He's like, don't, you know, he told me to loosen up. I was like, you ain't said nothing but a word.
Yeah, actually, Jason twerking was working a lot.
Before we go, let's set it up. So this past weekend, we threw Cardi B a birthday party. Yeah. Boom. Now go.
Boom. So, through Cardi B a birthday party.
You do remember there are people in South Dakota like, what? Where were you?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm getting so LA-centric now. Jason worked with Patience to throw Cardi B a surprise birthday party. It was really interesting for me to see the behind the scenes of putting a Hollywood event together, because I've never seen anything like this. So watching Jason sit down with Sade, who was helping him with the list, and seeing, you know, how they double check, you know, because some people will try to RSVP John Bon Jovi.
Whoa. So what we did was we had a 30-minute phone call. Shout out to Carver for, you know, Carver from Ciroc.
Yes, I do.
So shout out to Carver, who paid for everything. But we had about a 30-minute conversation about how to prevent the invitation from getting out. I said, bruh, this is L.A.
It's going to spread like
the invitation is, no, the invitation. Okay, I'm going to come back to the spread like herpes. Because you know we had to cut you out the video. Because you said spread like herpes is a birthday video. We can't stay.
Well, my God. But anyway, I was lit too.
There were people that said they saw you there. No, you're just not in any of the recap. Okay, so.
They got a couple tags.
So the people, no, I mean, we had a conversation about, you know, making sure the invite doesn't get out, because Cardi's really active on social media. So if the invitation gets posted on social media, she's tagged as the surprise. Mm. We planned a surprise birthday party.
Right.
And so we got RSVPs from everybody. And so one came through from John Bon Jovi.
Wow.
So I was like, wow, this is iconic, you know? So I'm sitting there with the person. I'm like, give me the phone.
Right.
Hello. So I'm talking to the guy, and he's like, yeah, I'm the publicist for John Bon Jovi and his guitarist so-and-so. I'm like, okay. So I'm going to put John Bon Jovi plus one. And he was like, well, John's going to probably come with somebody. Can you put his guitars down? I said, no, then I'll put him plus two. Mm-hmm. Then you can bring the guitars. He said, well, they may show up in two different cars. I said, well, listen, if them two niggas can't coordinate how they ride together, then John Bon Jovi ain't coming to part. Basically, you know, in Hollywood, I told the story here before when I wanted to meet Rihanna. Me and Don Benjamin went around the corner. We made a Gmail account for Roc Nation, and we confirmed ourselves and went in and talked to Rihanna. I'm like, we did this.
I didn't know that. This was my first experience. And then they put me at the door. They put me at the door to check people in.
Bad thing.
Be thankful for a job. But anyway, back to John Bon Jovi. See, this is the problem. Niggas better stop complaining about jobs out here.
No, it was my first time experiencing what people do to try to get into an event in Hollywood. I never really...
You're going
to
get all the stories.
Jerusalem.
You're like, now you got to understand, my cousin's the makeup artist from Cardi B in town this weekend.
I had never seen it firsthand, so that was my first time experiencing this, and I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Well, I walked in there like my name was Barack Obama. You understand?
I always just act like I'm...
Well, first of all, you're on Insecure.
But before everything,
you're on Insecure. By the way, I've had a chance to see Insecure now, so I have so much I have to talk to you about, because you're such a... You know, that show is very sexual.
Yeah.
I didn't know they was having sex like that.
Absolutely. It's HBO.
I'm watching just for sex now. But you walked in with Jeremy Meeks. Of course people are going to treat you like Barack Obama.
No. I was there before him. He just happened to walk in behind me at the same time.
Y'all just
saw it. It made you look good.
Let's never get that fucked up. But listen.
It upped him.
You he walked me? In with Jeremy Meeks, so everybody it was like, they're all together.
Giovanni is attractive.
But I would thank you.
I saw Jeremy Meeks, and everything around him was blurry.
Blurred.
That's all you saw.
They said you were at the party. I didn't see
you. Listen, man, are you done with your weekend recap, my queen?
Go ahead.
Man, listen.
I was with you.
For the first time.
Wait, for the Gio army that says, Gio don't ever get invited nowhere. Gio, I personally text you about the party.
Of course.
He was invited. Okay.
My weekend recap, I went to Houston for one day. Press tour has started for Canal Street. Out of 15
right,
cities.
That's right. I got about
15 cities to go and promote this thing. Comes out January 18th in theaters across
the
world.
Amazing, bro. Congrats.
Then I just found out another movie I did just got released called American Nightmares that I'm leading in with Tamela Jones. It's on Cinemax on Demand.
Love Tamela.
Nice. Yeah, it's from the creators of Tales from the Hood. Oh. Rusty Cundiff and Darren Scott.
That's amazing. A classic. Yeah. That movie scared the crap out of me
and
as a child.
And the role I play in this one, American Nightmares, is one for the books.
So is this a promo tour we're on right now, or your weekend recap? Because I'm trying to see.
I'm doing it all. I'm including it. So was the weekend. I went to Houston for that one day, and then Taysun Jack, that goddamn Cardi party. I commend you, man.
Thank you.
Hey.
That Cardi party. Let me tell you something.
That was it, huh?
First off, it was all black event. 98.3% of everybody all black attire. 98.3% of everybody had on all black. This was the first time I actually saw Jason not partying. He was really working.
Yeah.
Him and Lee, you was definitely partying your ass off. They had this new Ciroc. I don't know Carver, but they got this exclusive black raspberry Ciroc flavor.
That's what Carver was
makes
talking
me not
about.
Want to drink no other Ciroc ever again in my life. Mm-hmm. Everybody was in that, man. I'm just mad I left before Tiffany Haddish came.
Oh.
Well, you know Tiff?
I met her, but I haven't seen her since her success.
She was in there.
She ain't changed, bro.
I was in that party for like 2 hours. I had 1,300 shots.
She got smacked. Was Tiffany in there?
No,
smacked?
So Tiffany was actually good. But I'm going to tell the story. So we subcontracted one of our videographers because we needed extra help filming.
Yeah.
And so I get on the mic and I said, Tiffany Haddish come to the DJ booth. So she comes over and so I'm like fake interviewing her, and the camera guy runs up. He's like, where's Tiffany Haddish? And me and Tiffany look at each other. I said, you mean Tiffany Haddish, the woman who's in the number one movie in the country right now from, you know, and she's standing right here. And so he's like, yeah, where's she at? And so she was like, it's me, motherfucker. And then, and then he looks at her and goes, oh, and then she goes, I go, how you don't know who she is? And she was like, well, you all know. So I said, no. This is what happens when you try to, I believe in diversity, so I hire white people, Mexican people, black people. This Mexican nigga didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
If you work for niggas and you got to record niggas, you need to know
you
who
need
niggas,
to know niggas are. I always say that, like, do your due diligence, you know, your studying, you know what I'm saying? Like, really get on that shit and then just kind of like.
But that also just means.
Wait. He turned the camera on me because I'm going to tell you a story about Adam, who films the show. The first day I worked with Adam, I sent him somewhere and I couldn't be there until like later on. So I said, just get there, whatever. And
he's
so
like Kevin Hart walk right past him.
No, he's filming the red carpet. He's filming the red carpet. And he goes, what's her name? And I go, Zendaya. I forced Adam to go to Essence Festival for the next 2 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, black homework, bro.
That also, and that's just, actually perfect. That also just means, you know, the talent got to do just a little bit more work. That's all.
No way. Zendaya. Tiffany and Zendaya have done work.
Yeah, they still got room to grow. Because if a certain person don't know you, that means you got a little bit more work.
No, but here's the deal. When you work in entertainment, especially on my end, everybody got to know who everybody is.
Okay, you say that, but then I used to hoop and I was playing overseas. I was in Hong Kong, right? Which is very diverse. Speak a lot of English there. And I remember bringing up Denzel Washington, and like multiple dudes on my team didn't know who Denzel Washington was.
Oh, that's crazy.
Should he do more work? It's just some people just out, like, just not tapped in like that.
Well,
you know
and Will
saying?
Both say they can always get better.
So I just had a vision.
I agree.
Vision.
No, I just had a vision of what Big Dick Energy is. Because you do give that off. Now, I'm not.
Okay, so. All right.
I'm not going to hit
ahead,
you too hard.
Go ahead. No, say because, what you said, because I have a question about that.
Because Giovanni always revels in having this conversation about his penis, but see, that is what you have to give off when you have this level of confidence.
Really.
Yes.
For example, the Conor McGregor fight. Always be afraid of the most quietest, calmest one. Mm. You hear me?
So
what I'm basically saying is Conor's up here whoop-lobbing, and mm-hmm. boy, he didn't say shit and whooped his ass.
And
I say all that to say, I don't need to give off big dick energy.
That was a surprise.
I'm 26
and 0.
I don't need to give off big dick energy to have a big dick.
But on the flip side, Floyd gives you a lot of cockiness, and he beats everybody else.
That's Floyd goddamn Mayweather.
The very best. Sorry for those that I took off. We'll get back to
the reason why I'm saying that is because I've had friends who... like, they're from different areas. So, you know, I go to different cities and, like, I host something. And then one of their homegirls, who I don't know, but they know, like, texted them something. And this is, like, two or three different times. I was like, yo, I seen your boy draw in the building exuding big dick energy.
How about you?
Yeah. And I was like.
You giving it.
That's just because you tall, nigga.
Let me tell you something.
There's a problem. If you're that tall and not exuding big dick energy, that's a problem.
You know, you'd be surprised. A lot of tall dudes out here don't have confidence. They're so self-conscious about their height. For real.
You've been in a relationship for a long time.
I know.
Get back out there. It's sad.
Big dick.
You know, we do live in LA where a lot of people have, BLE, big life energy, but they live in some fucked up situations. We got to work through it. Back to Cardi's party. I want to give a shout out to Jennifer Lewis. Jennifer Lewis showed up.
Yes. And was in there partying.
What?
Jennifer Lewis was in
there. I would have went just because of that.
She was in there partying and drinking.
Well, she was.
Champagne.
We sat her next to Jeremy Scott, and the two of them, I think, became best friends by the end of the night. You know, Jeremy Scott is a little more conservative.
Yeah, like.
Jennifer Lewis was fucking my. Who was Jeremy Scott? Put the camera on him.
Oh, no. After we just had the conversation, too.
He got to do a little bit more work.
What?
I don't know who he is.
Did you see what Cardi was wearing that night?
Yes.
He designed that straight off the runway.
Yeah, as an actor, you will want to know who Jeremy Scott is. Maybe he'll style you one day.
He's a stylist or he's a designer?
Get into it.
So right now is the point where all of our viewers have paused the video to go in the comments and say, you're dumb.
I bet you 100% there's going to be a wide range of people that's watching the show that's not going to know who the fuck Jeremy Scott is.
He's a designer from Moschino.
Right. Did you know who he was?
I did. But that's because I'm into that fashion stuff, though. There you go. I'm into fashion, so.
Well, Jeremy Scott, you are a fucking beast.
Shit was amazing, by the way.
She looked. That was such
that
a good
was so
ensemble.
Fucking dope.
With the like scribble, it was so.
That shit was hard.
Elegant.
Wait, hold on.
Go ahead.
And there was also, I want to shout out a couple of people. YG looked really good.
He was dope.
YG showed up with his good clothes on.
Yep.
Him and DJ Mustard. Shout out to Jeezy, who came in all white to an all black party. Listen,
of course he did.
Yes, he did.
It's always the white boys that gonna fuck it up. He was one of the first guests, but I have to do a special shout out.
He was on time
to the asshole security at the door. I mean, at the stairwell. Who made Kourtney Kardashian go sit at the bar because he did not know who she was.
Whoa.
Now, this is the thing, people in Hollywood. He didn't know who I was. He yelled at me and said, I can only Jason Lee can tell me who can get in. I'm like, motherfucker.
Yes, I can.
It's me.
It was so funny.
But we had a really good party. But more importantly, shout out to all the people who came out and had fun. Tiffany Haddish, she has to be at every single party. Because she's just the life of the party. Her and Lorianne Gibson both showed up.
She shows a lot of support
and
to her people.
Shout out to all the people who y'all kicked out, too.
That was so funny.
Oh, you know what? I heard that, was it her publicist? The guy on the mic was like, if you ain't getting invited.
She was like, if you don't know her personally. Because it was a birthday party. This is the thing. We invited, wanted to create an energy of love. So like
absolutely.
Her friends and family, our friends and a family. So it was like a family thing.
Yeah.
But then, you know, you get the seat, you know, the seat fillers who pop up because they got the Instagram or they got the invite or whatever. There was just a lot of people in there.
Like
just,
they know somebody could pull them in somehow.
One girl had on all denim and a brown hat. And I said, excuse me, you got to go. She walked by me. She said, fuck, boy. I go, you're really getting kicked out now, bitch.
No, you said you kicked her out twice because you kicked her out. And she
came back and called me a fuck boy. And I had to kick her out twice.
Yo, in conclusion, I wanted to shoot my shot at Hennessy so bad, but I didn't see her. I couldn't find her. Well,
good, because she's in a very faithful relationship.
Yeah, she was talking about her girlfriend who was on the way. Her girlfriend was watching Baby Culture.
How you doing, Hennessy?
She loves her girlfriend.
Damn, I didn't know.
Okay, so now I need to do Hennessy?
Yes.
Someone's name is Hennessy.
It's a sister.
Cardi's sister.
Yeah, oh, I know who that is. Yes, yeah. I do. Yes, yeah. I do. Never mind.
Right.
That was my first time seeing a Kardashian in person, too.
Wait, you're the second person that said that as if they were one of the seventh wonders of the world.
Yeah. Yo. At this point, in like social media era, they're a social media wonder.
Well, the other thing I loved about just the party in general, I want to give a shout out to Ciroc, shout out to Beauty and Essex, shout out to everybody that decorated the Hollywood Unlocked team, Fashion Nova, and everybody who helped bring it together because Cardi really was surprised. And, you know, that's there was another thing that was interesting too is that every time I go to speak to Offset, somebody says, you know, he don't really want to talk to nobody right now. I'm like,
you don't know him.
But he's always cool. Like Offset,
it's always the people in the crew.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what I don't like. I love the fact that, like, with my team, you know.
He was cool?
He's always cool. He always showed them. This happened at Vegas. This has happened everywhere I go. But he don't want to talk to nobody.
I ain't going to lie, man. When Quincy came, he said, what up, bro? Come over and have a shot with me. I went over there and looked down to my right. Seeing, what's her name? Courtney sitting right there looking at me. Almost lost my goddamn mind. I didn't even take the shot. I just left.
You didn't know she was there?
I didn't even know until I was talking to Quincy about 5 minutes and looked down and seen her ass.
Yeah, Larsa Pippen brought her. Who
such
else
a good
is there?
Vibe.
Who's Scotty's wife?
Yeah.
Next.
Ty Dolla Sign came with Lauren from Fifth Harmony's girlfriend.
So I stopped Tyga and I said, Tyga, are you going to do my show? And he said, absolutely not. So shout out to Tyga. We're going to get your punk ass on here.
It's a great event, man.
I don't know how many other people were there. There was a lot of people there.
Yo, when I blow up, can you throw me a party like that?
That was a party that we threw in 4 days. On the outside, it looked good.
Same.
But on the operational party, part,
yeah.
Oh, there were so many fucking flaws, you know, from the operational stuff because we threw this together in four. We were literally building the party as people were showing up outside.
I remember.
My birthday's in March, so I'm going to try.
Are you a Pisces?
Major, yeah.
What day?
12th.
That's my mom's birthday.
Where?
Yeah, I didn't like her.
Food was bad, too. Oh.
We're good. She's dead
food,
now, so we're good.
The food was good. The drinks were flowing. It was such a good vibe.
Damn.
You should have came, even though you didn't feel like coming out.
I just wasn't in that mood. Yeah, I should have.
I should have shoved you to.
I was told to, but
you should have just came.
Okay, no, so next time. So let's get into it. So with the big dick energy, are you single or not single?
I have.
Wait a
minute.
Wait.
I should have shot my
shot. We not supposed to talk about relationships on the show?
No. Well, I mean, I just when I talk about it, it's like I'm not in nothing conventional. Like a lot of people wouldn't understand that and shit. And I hate people gonna think like,
no, I'm not convinced. Wait. Like, I'm not conventional too. So that means you have an open relationship?
Something like that. It's hard for me
so
to
you
like
living
label
your role
it.
On the show.
Okay,
I see, I was like, see, it's not necessarily like that. Okay. I have a connection in union with someone that I really respect our connection in union. But like I'm not like in a you know, like a normal like committed monogamous relationship. I just haven't taken that step yet or anything like that.
But do you guys play with other people together?
No, not me and her. No, no, we don't. No. I've tried to ease that slowly.
That idea.
Yeah.
Wait, so when you say you're not, because I hadn't seen Insecure until the day, Jaraz, I don't think you you didn't go to the Insecure Fest, right?
Mm-mm.
I went that day. But you've seen Insecure before.
You watch it. Yeah, I'm a regular.
Okay, well, why didn't you put me onto it?
I've been telling you to watch Insecure.
I'm pretty sure people have told
she
you
has,
to.
No.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is because the way she talks about Insecure, she's in it.
I'm in it.
She's,
that's good.
She's in it. But like, you know, when you get invested in a show like that, like you got to get home every day by the day, or you got to watch it.
Every Sunday.
So I can't get too invested in stuff, but when I did go to Insecure Fest, I was like, this is a good ass freaky fucking show.
Yeah, they're just having sex. Yeah.
Y'all gonna go a few seasons, bro.
Oh yeah, man. HBO is really supportive of it, bro.
Mm-hmm. A few. They're already in what season? What?
Three. Four is already just renewed. So, we're already going, like, you know.
I see you season 4.
Let's get it.
Who are you gonna be fucking in the show?
You never know. I might be a new love interest. I might be a new neighbor. I might be one of his new homies. You never know.
Never know.
I put that in the universe. The God I serve always delivers.
Yes, sir.
I hope you get it. Yeah. I was thinking more of like House of Cards. You could take Kevin Spacey's spot.
That's a good thing, right?
That'd be.
Have you ever seen the movie, the show?
Never.
He was the president.
Man, that's just.
I can see Gio in Insecure.
Okay, let's go back to this real quick because we are getting some tea here. Hold on. Okay, so you're in a relationship. Do you both claim each other publicly?
Not publicly, no.
Is that purposely or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's famous too or no?
No. No, she's not. She, you know, no.
The A1? Like you knew her from before the fame?
Yes, I did. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
I did.
So when you guys have this conversation, when you float the idea of being open to other people, she wasn't with that yet.
All right. So I'm just trying to think how. Okay. So.
The best way to answer questions on the show is just by answering them.
I know. So I'm just trying to go back to where all that. So I'll tell you, specifically with this person, right? Like, we started talking years ago, and I, from the get, was like, you know, I'm not looking or trying to go down that path as of right now. It's like as far as trying to get like a committed monogamous relationship or anything. I can't do that, right? This is years ago. And she was cool with that. She wasn't like, you know, we were just getting to know each other. And then... but we just have so much in common, a good connection that we've just kept hanging out, you know what I mean? But there's never been no pressure on one another.
When you say hanging out, that means like y'all were just fucking, like y'all were just,
dates, fucking.
But there was no like title.
No, there was never.
So why
no
put
title.
A title on if you can't have it exactly the way you want it?
Mm. But I don't, it's hard to like label things for me sometimes because it's not just under this lane and this lane. I feel like it might be like a hybrid of things. You know what I mean? Here was the situation. Oh my! I can't believe I'm getting into this. Right? All right.
Nobody's listening.
No one's right. Just say it.
I was on and off. I had an on and off relationship. Matter of fact, you know who my ex is actually.
Ooh.
I remember asking at the airport. I was like, oh yeah, my ex, such and such. And you're like, yeah, she held her own.
Wait, hold on.
You got some tea.
Like, I can't remember.
Damn, wait. Good. All right, no.
Hold on, wait. Oh, yeah, he was dating T from Wildin' Out. Right? Hey, my name is T.
Oh, my God.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Figure that shit out. No, all right. So I was with my ex on and off. We just had, like, you know, everyone, you know, when you're young and stuff, you know, you enter toxic relationships or not, you know. We were just on and off a while. So in the midst of that is when I met the other, the person I'm with.
When you do this, is it because she's better than?
Oh, no. I mean, it's just like, you know, back in the day, it's like my distant hand, like back then.
That's
like,
the way they held Simba up. All things great.
So we started talking in the mix of that. And like, you know, being young and stuff, I started bouncing back and forth and everything like that. And it was this whole thing. Now, then as the situation started becoming known of one knowing the other one, it just became this whole thing, right? So then.
Wait, so you were going between her and T at the same time?
I was.
I mean, I'm sorry. The ex.
Yeah, stop saying things. Anyway,
so
yeah, no,
if T's an indication, you like a girl with a big ass. Because T has, she just
but
has
she
that.
But she ain't always had that ass.
She's always had ass. It might not be what it is now, but exactly. It's definitely. I mean.
Are those injections or those just squatting?
Might be squatting.
I don't know, man. We haven't.
That's when I first.
We haven't been involved in a while, so. Yeah.
Okay. So you're going back and forth.
Woman is she does have a fat ass? Yes, okay. She does. I do like thicker women, curvy women. I do.
Okay.
Which
is rare in Hollywood, by the way.
Which is weird to me.
They like the plastic blow up.
It's weird.
Oh right.
It's weird to me.
Fake
it's
ass.
A turn off. It's a turn off for me. I mean, at least fool me. I want someone else to tell me like, nah, she told me that shit. I'm like, what? Like, I want to be surprised. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, so doing a back and forth thing. And then my ex at the time was actually like, the one I brought up. We were at the tail end of a relationship trying to like find hope of like, you know, you just stay in something longer than what you're supposed to. I think we've all been there. And she was the one that talked about being in an open relationship. Right. And at this time, I was hiding.
But open really means one way, because you're not going to be open to your girl being with another guy.
The thing was, like, even if I don't like that, I just know that I, like, for me, I knew I would be happier if, like, if I got to bite that bullet, whatever, I know that it won't be a lot of drama or whatever for me to do me, mm-hmm. if it comes down to that. But it, so, now, me being a, you know, ain't shit at the time, being young, I was kind of hiding that relationship from the person I'm with now, like, you know. So we would like have this
go on and get the dirt out quick. Okay, you do realize, like, I'm a really good read of people, right? When I saw Saronis Jackson, I saw you with Broderick Hunter,
where,
who's a good friend of mine,
yes,
at the Lil Wayne concert, the private little backstage Lil Wayne thing at Art Basel.
Yes.
And I said to Broderick, by the way, who I had a dream about the other day, I'll get into that in a minute, I said to him, I need him on my show, because I can look at you and tell you are trouble. But
I'm not trouble.
No, but I watched your interview when here the last time I was here. Yeah. I said, that nigga's lucky. He slid in when I wasn't here.
It was a perfect time.
I said, nah, I could tell you are.
And y'all had April here. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really did.
That was.
But I'm sure you did.
That was my call, bro.
Good call, bro. I trust you.
That was a real sexual show. Y'all was talking about a lot of sex.
It was. It really was.
Because I promise you, he was floating the idea to April. Yeah. You can look at him and tell he's a sexual deviant. So back to okay. So now you're managing the two girls, and then you decide, I'm gonna get with this. This is gonna be the one I'm gonna hold it down with. And then did you say, I still need to, because you're in your rise in fame. You're on one of the hottest shows on television.
But at that time, I still wasn't even like.
You are now,
right? Yeah.
So there ain't no way you're sitting at home with one girl right now. Inbox lit, and you out here, and just one girl.
Well, like. The thing is, I'm not necessarily like, yeah, but the thing is also there is a balance of being cautious and careful about, like, cause I just can't, like, there's a lot of wild ones out there. Mm-hmm. And I think, so the thing with me is what I'm grateful for being a formal athlete, I was able to be wild. Like,
okay, right? and get it out early.
I got a lot out, right? So by the time now being older and by the time I'm able to be on now, like, I'm getting attention now. I definitely can navigate and read people more as I evolved more and have more growth. I'm able to kind of attract a certain type of people, right, that I want. But that's a small amount of people that, you know, that I, like, was specifically what I'm looking for. Because even if I know, like, I just want this, or I just, like, for me, I like having connections, right? So if I just want to have, you know, this connection with this person, you know, she still has to do something for me. Even if I'm just like, I just know, I just want to fuck this person. There still has to be something there for me. I can't just like fuck empty. Like, you know, that's just not a good thing.
Well, Bill Cosby could fuck slightly dead body.
Oh, Jason fucking Lee.
That is true.
That we're going to make it.
We had Lunel here last week, and she was basically saying he was one step away from necrophilia because. Yeah. It'd be a dead body.
It's like basically kind of, but not all the way there.
It is one step away though.
Okay, so you're past the stage of I could just put this in this one because I want to.
Yeah.
And now that person has to have some substance.
I definitely need substance. And I mean, like, I mean, at the same time, I mean, I do have a big sexual appetite, but you know, you could still find that with, you know, just.
So do you see yourself having an open marriage in the future? Like similar to your character?
I haven't gotten there yet to really think about that.
Do you see yourself getting married?
I think there's a possibility. I would never say no to that. I'm not going to say no. But then I don't know. I could be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Do you have the aspirations of being married? Like, do you think of like, oh, my wedding's going to be this. And this, I want the white picket fence and the dog. And do you think like that?
No, not necessarily. I have, but no, I would be nice. Like, I do love the thought of like it coming down to like, I need to marry this woman. I do like that thought.
The thought of that being a possibility.
Absolutely.
So, do you think there's a person out there that would make you think like that?
I say the reason why I have a connection with this person that this as of right now this would be probably the person that would be able to convince me to do that. And that's still a far way. That's still like.
But convincing, the word convince.
Okay. That is a bad word, right? Bad word.
So, Jerozlyn's been in a relationship for 11 years.
Oh God!
Oh wow!
And they've been engaged. How long have you been engaged?
I'm not engaged.
And she's still not engaged. And this is a strong black woman over here. And
because
this
is love is love.
No, but this is what I'm saying. Love don't always have to be marriage, right?
Oh, like, that's what I said. I was like, honestly, like it's even if y'all never get married, it's completely fine.
My mom's been in 3 marriages. She says they're overrated.
Damn. Like, man, my parents are technically on paper still married and they sleep in different rooms. Don't even talk like that. I tell people this. I just don't like man-made shit that like they get involved in. Like, why do like other things have to get involved with my union with somebody? You know what I mean?
Marriage ain't man-made. God put that in the universe.
Here's the deal. I feel like, you know, when I was younger, the idea of getting married was interesting.
Yeah.
But now, like, I'm still not past the phase of if I want to do it, I'm like, I just don't want to be locked down to shit.
Right.
And I just felt like if you work hard enough and you make a lot of money, you could afford to live however you want.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, as long as everybody's taken care of.
Like, I think people look at it like in a negative light when I say, like, to me, I do enjoy having different connections, you know, and I do thoroughly enjoy that. Because, I mean,
when you could see yourself with one person for the rest of your life?
Probably at some point.
One person.
Because you got to understand, I have been in relationships before where I was monogamous. I was like, I'm fully capable of doing that.
How long did that last?
The first one, my first relationship was, I was on and off too for a couple of years. And I was monogamous at first until she cheated on me.
Oh,
and
wow.
He
was flabbergasted.
Because you guys say at that time, you know, being a college athlete or something like that, and you know, you have women coming at you, and I'm like, you know, I'm being like, oh, I got a girl. And I'm like, bitch, you cheated on me?
Why she cheated?
Out here wild, huh?
Did she tell you why she cheated?
I know. No, she didn't tell me why. I knew why. It was with her ex at the time. That shit just wasn't resolved.
She was still emotionally.
She still had feelings, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I was like, man, like that shit.
That's the worst.
Wasting my time. Yeah.
So for all the ladies out there that are watching from Insecure right now that have fantasized about your character, did you get the key back from the girl? Because I haven't been watching. I know she took her key back at the opening of season 3, right?
Yeah.
Did you get it back?
My character has not gotten the key back. No.
They ended on bad terms.
Yeah, they have barely even, like, communicated since then, to be honest. Besides the baby shower.
I see it coming back, though.
You think so?
I think so.
Honestly, nobody has not.
What's her name again? The girl, the black beautiful girl.
Yvonne Orji.
So a lot of people don't know that she's fucking a great actor because she's a real virgin in real life.
Yeah, she is. She's a very religious person. And she's waiting until marriage. Yeah.
Well, she got a guy now. I don't know. I think.
Yeah, Emmanuel. He's super cool.
I saw them at the On the Run concert.
They about to get that.
Yeah. Emmanuel.
Okay,
they're a beautiful couple. Yeah.
So let's get personal. So what is one of the wildest sexual things you've done?
Wildest sexual things I've done.
See, it's for the Insecure fans. I tell you.
Exactly. He said, "Let's get personal." Like we already haven't been personal.
Right.
We haven't.
Well, oh man, I'm trying to think.
You've been on the show when we've gotten personal.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. I remember leaving leaving a function.
He got the smile on his face.
Years back, with it was a girl I was like locked in on. We were talking already. We have yet to mess around, and she was at this function. We saw each other and was like, okay, so we was obviously in each other's face, but we had interest in each other. And she was there with a homegirl. And when I was like, all right, I'm about to dip, like, what you trying to do? Like, you know what I mean? You trying to come with me or something? And she was like, yeah. She was like, but I'm not leaving my homegirl because she come with us. And I was like, and in my mind at first, I was like, damn, man, this is going to fuck everything up. And then when we got to the car, it's just me and these two girls. We got to the car. And her homegirl, like, they were joking around, but, you know, I don't know. Like, her homegirl says, this nigga I be fucking with, he out of town. She's like, and I was trying to suck some dick tonight.
There you go, brother. You got to pick up some gems.
But that's what the homegirl said, right? And then, like, I just laughed, you know? And then the girl I was messing with.
But you ain't messed with her yet.
I haven't messed with her yet, okay. Right? And the girls be funny and be testing and shit. So I didn't know, like, I usually try to keep a neutral ground when I get tested and shit. And so, like, she was just like, she's like, girl, we got a dick right here to suck or something like that. That's what she said along those lines. The girl I was interested in said that to her homegirl. Like, this was going to be a shared experience. So I was like, oh man, y'all crazy.
That's the default nigga playoff, but I hope y'all serious playoff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm like, man, y'all crazy. Y'all play too much. Like, man, don't play like that with me because I don't play games. And they're like, who playing?
Oh, shit.
And then they were like, what's up? And I was just like, what you, like, what up? Like, and then they opened up the back. It was an SUV, and then they opened up the back door and told me to get in. And they both topped me off. Right out, I was like, I didn't want them to because I had been dancing and shit, but
yeah,
whatever. But I mean, I'm a pretty hygienic guy, so even when I'm sweaty, it's not like a bad experience. Yeah. You just gonna have a, you know. So the then they both way. Like,
okay,
that's one of my favorite stories, just because like I like spontaneous acts like that, and it was like,
Let me ask you a question. You weren't nervous?
Was I nervous?
Yeah.
Nervous about what? Getting his dick sucked by two people?
Yeah, no, here's the thing. Every time I get into a situation like that, at first I'd be like,
wait, why would two people sucking a dick make you nervous?
No, listen to me.
Like fucking somebody and then the goat licking your ass make you a little nervous. If he's in a barn.
No, it's because like you said, like I probably just had a full court game of basketball.
Yeah, but
oh, you talking about like, was I nervous about like this, like yeah, the smell? I did a ball check and shit. I was just like, if it wasn't like passing, like you know, everybody, like all the dudes do ball check, oh, right?
Yeah, we do.
Like I was like, when we were going to the back, I just kind of like
on the low. Like, okay, I'm cool.
Like, don't Jill, I'm Jill. I know for a fact that you've no. I'm not going to listen. I'm not talking about you checking balls. He thought I was going to hit you with some gay shit. That's for our next show. No, but I mean like you've never fucked somebody and not been right. Cause you're a grimy nigga, like I know you have.
I know you have, bro. You're filthy. I know you have.
Why you say I'm filthy?
I know, cause
you are.
I recognize what is what, nigga. You got the savage in you, bro. Yeah. I know you have done that. Like
I have.
You know, so you have.
But you know, it's been a situation when she's like, she's like, don't wash up, don't.
I was some like, girls just, like that shit.
I'm leaving from. Don't come. Come, I need that. I want that smell. I love this. But and then by the time like, yeah, they top him out, she's like,
oh. Okay, can I say something? Let me say something.
I've had women like have a fetish of like going like,
yes,
burying their face on my armpits and smelling when I was musty.
Yep.
And I remember I was like, damn, I got a shower. She's like, no. And she was just in it, basking in it. And I was just like, but in my mind, see, to me, I'm like,
I'm not judging you. Trust me.
No. I don't give a fuck. Listen, I don't give a fuck about
that's
that.
That's what you like.
But
you
I, like me, like if it's turning her on, I'm just like, fuck it. Like,
turned on.
Wait, so if your underarms smell like some.
It was just a little musty. Had a little twang to it.
But yeah,
had a little
okay. Twang. See, but, that's my word.
Wait, but you would still feel okay having sex knowing that you're musty.
That's what for me, as long as my nuts don't stink, you know, I'm pretty comfortable.
But what if
with
she say I want them musty ass 2 day not washed?
I'm gonna be like, listen, you got to talk to your nasty nigga for that. I'm gonna go wash my nuts. I give you the armpits, but I draw the line up.
So have either of you had sex with more than one person without washing up?
What more
in
than
the
one
same
person?
Day?
Yeah, like in the same day.
Absolutely.
Oh, nah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm an animal, but like, nah.
I have.
How many people?
There was a 12-hour span, maybe, but.
Nah, this was probably about a 2-3-hour span.
How many people?
Oh, Lord, your two. Shit wasn't. Man, my shit gets
no,
sore.
I mean, no, because I like to deal with very hygienic women. And I always do a dick check after I finish leaving a woman, and my shit always smell good.
But you don't do like the little whole bath in the bathroom after
the bird bath?
Drazlin, what is your thoughts on this whole conversation?
Solo.
Yo, you was savage. Jason, I know you
have. Trust me, your man has ran in the bathroom and got a wash towel and cleaned himself up in a matter of 30 seconds.
And the creases.
At least to get some more. You just admitted to having sex with two women without even cleaning your dick.
That's crazy.
One no sink around.
That's where, nigga,
you could have got a bottle of Aquafina from 7-Eleven.
I've done that.
No,
shut
I'm saying. Listen.
I swear to God, I got. I was like, you know what? In between like pit stops or something, like, well, I knew I wasn't going to fuck this other chick, but just in the case,
yeah, you
I got
grab
the
a bottle of water
and I put my shit out, park somewhere in the cut.
See, for everybody watching right now, you see the motion that he made. He pulls it out.
Yes,
he didn't say he pulled it out.
Honestly, so that's,
and he did like this. So
that's that BDE.
Listen, I've hold on to all those out there that want to know if the big dick energy was real. You're welcome. I like just pointing out details.
We got enough proof today. So now
y'all don't know.
Well, at least the one thing we know for sure that you can inspire is a whole nation of dirty niggas to start using Aquafina bottles to like clean up between rounds.
But I mean, also, now I'm not out here saying go out there and start Aquafina racking them up like a couple of night in a day. Like, nah, I'm not. That's a lot. Y'all wild for that.
But I think I'm about to tell
you. Wait. No, y'all not wild. I'm talking about years ago. I'm 41.
Right now, all this talk is from like
no, nigga.
Years ago.
No.
Yeah. Yes. About to take
yes. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not wild like that right now. Trust me, bro.
You said you're more reserved now.
Yeah. If especially in this day and age, you would have heard by now.
No, because you seem very discreet.
I am.
You don't seem like a clout chaser nigga who's out there trying to get his business out there.
No, yeah.
You
wish
those
guys are fascinate me. Like, that's crazy.
No, it is. But that's what I say. I think you may have a lot more going on that we don't know about. There may be a lot more bodies out there. They should all DM us here at Hollywood. Send in, we accept all pictures, video mail. Just send it on in.
We do.
I'm about to take a leave of absence on this sex shit, man.
Are you really?
Yeah, it's not doing nothing
you,
for me.
You
no
gonna
more.
Give your mouth a break?
What's that, eating pussy? I'm just about to.
You're getting quicker.
I'm just tired of it, man. I'm at the point now where I want a relationship. I want to be married.
Gio, no, you do
I'm
not.
I'm tired of fucking. Gio,
he tapping his papers. Before.
I remember you being in a relationship not long ago, and I remember I felt like I was like, damn, this nigga fucking love. But like, I felt like I knew that just because I was just always. I feel like I always heard your ass talking about her or something, and I'm like, oh, mm-hmm. Like
I'm a relationship type of guy.
He yeah. was with life. I swear. And now, like, you know, this y'all almost, think he is?
It's almost 2 years of being single.
It has not 2 years.
It's been 2 years. Giovanni. A year and a half.
Giovanni. No.
Yes.
No.
I'm tired of fucking, man.
It's been less than a year.
No,
Gio, I was here when you broke up. It was not been a year and a half, bro.
It's been a year. It's not been, what, 11 months? It's been a year.